Wildlife collisions can be very dangerous for drivers and for animals. Corinna Reginos is a conservation scientist at the Nature Conservancy in Wyoming, studying wildlife collisions with ungulates like elk and golden eagles. The two are more closely related than you might think.
When eagles are attracted to ungulate carcasses that have been hit by cars, that's when they tend to get hit by cars themselves.
The majority of these collisions occur during the winter, when animals like eagles and elk are migrating.
Wyoming is home to a really significant population of resident golden eagles, and it's also the southern end of a major migration corridor.
Regina says protecting wildlife as well as drivers requires a few changes to existing roadways.
The best way to mitigate is to create what's called separated crossings, so opportunities for animals to cross roads either below the road surface through an underpass or above the road surface through an overpass. And these are extremely effective. You'll see them, you know, there are many of them in Utah as well, all over the West.
She goes on to add,
when you provide for those animals with a place to cross and fence off the roadways in the adjacent area so they really have to cross at these crossing structures, it's like 80 to 90% effective at reducing the number of animals that get killed on roads, and also provides habitat connectivity in a safe way for animals to get across the road. The trouble is that it's quite expensive.
Despite the cost, altering animal movements may be more effective at reducing wildlife collisions than altering human behavior. In a separate study, researchers found that reducing nighttime speed limits by 15 miles per hour prompted drivers to reduce speeds only 3 to 5 miles per hour. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rhianna Gale.